Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a special guest today, and I really am looking forward to today's interview. And here's why. I have a guest who's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for over 20 years. So what excites me about that is this gentleman started investing in real estate before he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. It was more of a hobby to him than it was actual investment. And the interesting thing about this gentleman was that he came to Lifestyles Unlimited over 20 years ago because he said he was in a rut. He said that he needed some professional guidance. He needed access to resources. And most importantly, he needed a bit of motivation. And the other piece of the equation that he wasn't getting, well, he needed to hang out with other like-minded individuals so that way he could get focused on what is important when it comes to real estate investing. And he did just that. And what I think is really cool is that you and I get an opportunity today to talk to somebody who's been there, done that, got all the t-shirts, and he has over 20 years of experience being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And he's got a lot to share with you. He really does. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to bring Lawrence onto the show, and we're going to get to know him, and we're going to learn a lot from him. Lawrence, are you there?
I am here, Brother Al. I am here, and, you know, Al, I've listened to your show dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and I'm pinching myself, and here I am sitting on the Al Gordon show. I mean, is this real, or is it Memorex?
Well, I'm pinching myself, too, and that hurt, so I'm thinking, this is live. This is real. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is great.
We're already having a good time. We haven't even gotten started, and we're having a good time already. Oh, I mean, that's what happens when you take two Lifestyles Unlimited members and you just put them together. And then, you know, once they break the ice, we already have plenty of things in common to talk about. But here's the problem, Lawrence. Our listener, they don't know anything about you. So give us some of the backstory. Tell me about who you were earlier in life, what you were doing for retirement, and give us a little bit more insight as to why the jump into Lifestyles Unlimited membership.
Wow. I have to wind back microfilm here, Al. Maybe chronologically, a quick summary would be the best thing to do. I'm a native Houstonian, born and raised here, went to Reagan High School, graduate of Houston Baptist University, went to college on a baseball scholarship. All I wanted to do was play sports all my life. And that's basically what I did for the first 50 years. I wish I would have had Lifestyles Unlimited when I was 25 years old, and maybe you and I would own half the planet, you know, at this point in time.
I'm cool with that.
Yes, absolutely. So married and had three kids, and now I have two grandkids, and rocking along. Married and divorced once. And Al, we all have peaks and valleys, and I'm the first one here to admit this divorce brought me to my knees. I thought I was Superman, totally invincible, but I realized through that divorce was God's power. And I am still great friends with my ex. In fact, I was over at her house 2 weeks ago at one of our grandchildren's first birthday party. One of the secrets to life is love and forgiveness. It's the answer to everything. We have to love ourselves first before we can love anybody else, and we have to forgive ourselves for anything we've done wrong, intentionally or not, to ourselves or someone else, and it's in the past. And we can only be our most vibrant self by living in the now, this very minute. And I'm just pleased as punch to be here with you, Al. And hey, you bring out the best in me, man. You're contagious. So
that's awesome.
I appreciate you for that. I truly do. I love you for that. I got into real estate by happen chance. First few homes I ever bought and lived in, I just kept them because it felt to be the right thing to do. I thought, okay, I bought this home. I've lived in it a year or two. I'm moving to a new location. Why sell it? Just lease it out. Not knowing at that point who Lifestyles was, anything about real estate, I just was going on a gut feeling, kind of a sixth sense of just knowing and feeling that this was the right thing to do.
You know, it's kind of an interesting perspective because I think that there are people that do the exact same thing that you just described. You know, they kind of fall into real estate and they don't necessarily have a well-organized, thought-out plan. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but they realize that there's something to that asset, but they haven't quite put their finger on it. And we come back from the break, Lawrence, we're going to get into what it is to put your finger on the result.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, you're in for a treat because I have Lawrence on the show today. Lawrence is a longtime member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He became a member back in the year 2000. So he's been around the block a couple of times. And you know, what's interesting about somebody who's been a member for that long is they have seen the organization grow. They have seen changes come to the real estate investing world and go away and maybe come back again. And the other thing that I love about the fact that Lawrence is here today is the fact that I get to learn from him, and so do you. And that is, in my mind's eye, one of the most important things that we can share with you. So Lawrence, let me take you back to about 2000 there, and you were buying real estate, living in it, and then moving, but not selling the real estate. So you were kind of accumulating assets. What caused you to take the leap into membership with Lifestyles Unlimited?
It's a great story, Al. I was going to this little church on the corner of Unity Drive at Hillcroft here in Houston, and Lifestyles Unlimited and Dell's office was right across the street. And there were some church members that said, hey, Lawrence, you need to come over and look at this lifestyles program. I said, I'm doing okay. I don't need any help. And then I felt this dramatic spiritual push to go and take a look at a weekend seminar that Dale was doing. And so I became infatuated that it fit in it with exactly with the four or five homes that I had lived in that I had kept. And I thought, well, you know, I always need some guidance and I need to maybe sharpen my tools. And at this point, I had no idea that lifestyles would open up a dramatic new world for me, Al.
So what happened to open up that world for you?
I got to meet some of the most phenomenal people with super duper minds and projects and ideas and details of the real estate market here in Houston. It encompassed everything: who, what, when, where, why, how, to what degree, and how much money. I was fascinated, and I realized at that point in time that God had put me in the right church at the right time across the street from one of the most phenomenal real estate organizations that I had ever seen. And so I was taking courses at the church. One of them was a class called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, the book. And I took not only the beginner class there at Unity Church of Christianity, but I took the intermediate class and the advanced class. And of course, Think and Grow Rich is one of the most famous books about bringing out the best in oneself. And it fits right in with our real estate industry, speaking about desire, faith, having specialized knowledge, using your imagination, planning, persistency. I've read this book, I've lost count, 5 or 10 times at least. And I've got it sitting on my desk right now here in Houston, Texas, on Interstate 10 at Echo Lane.
You know, ironically, I actually have mine on my desk too, and I'm on chapter 5, getting ready to read chapter 5. And you know what I think is really cool about that book is the way Napoleon Hill communicates through that book, and the way he says, you may not be ready to receive the information, but that's okay. Keep going. And then go back and reread the book. And then you'll pick up on additional concepts. I mean, he really makes that case that until your mind is totally prepared, you're not going to get it.
That's true. Absolutely. Chapter 5, you mentioned, is on imagination. And I have always believed that, I can only tell you what I do. When I go to sleep at night, I have... Geez, I didn't even think about this, Al. My routine in the evenings, I don't wind down till at least midnight, and then I start trying to mentally prepare myself for bed, and I try to get to sleep by 1. Sometimes I'm up till 2 a.m. in the morning, but I work my best sometimes between 10 p.m. and 1 o'clock in the morning because there's no telephones. I can concentrate on what I need to do the next day. So I'm writing my notes. I use sticky notes to stick to my cell phone. So when I wake up in the morning, I've got my refresher notes on sticky note. That's just my routine. But when I go to sleep, I use a sleep CD that I have been using for, ironically, over 20 years. When I started back with Lifestyles and was going through this divorce, which took several years to get over, I received this tape at a party. It was our church group, and it got passed around. There were like 50 of us in this where you swap the gifts, you know, and you can steal somebody's gifts.
Oh, the white elephant, yeah.
Long story short, I still have that CD, and I put it on every night. It lasts about approximately an hour, and it's instrumentals, and it just lulls me into a deep delta sleep. Sleep is so important in our lifestyles. No pun really so. We need to eat right, sleep right, think right, surround ourselves with like-minded, successful individuals.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you, because, you know, it's when you immerse yourself into an environment and that environment is perfectly conditioned to provide you the direct support that you need as an individual, good things come from that.
Yes. Oh, so true, Al.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, you and I are on the same wavelength. Well, Lawrence, we're getting ready to go to break one more time. And
break again?
Yeah, I know. These commercials, they keep getting in the way.
Time
but, you know.
Too fast.
I know,
Al,
but we're having fun.
We've got to do something about this. You're too fun to be with.
Oh, man. Now I'm blushing. Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about Lawrence getting serious with real estate. You want to hear the result.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I have Lawrence with me, and Lawrence is a longtime member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He joined way back in the year 2000, and he has seen the organization grow. And one of the reasons he joined Lifestyles Unlimited was, well, I'll just paraphrase, and Lawrence can correct me if I get it wrong, but I think he decided that he wanted to migrate away from real estate as kind of like an afterthought or a hobby and start doing things in a more serious manner. Because I think once he realized the power that real estate had for him and the ability to change his life in many different ways just by owning real estate correctly, it needed to be taken a little more seriously. Am I even close, Lawrence?
You're right on target, Al.
Okay. So what are the first things that you did to start restructuring your investment planning or your investing goals? I mean, what exactly did you do after you went through the 2-day financial freedom course and got refocused?
I got refocused, Al, by joining Lifestyles and their preferred investors program, and learning, trying to stay close to the leaders of Lifestyle, going to their seminars, listening to the leaders to give me direction. And of course, at that point, 20 years ago or so, the internet was not as perfected as it is today. So I continued to buy single-family homes, and I was investing passively in apartments. But my heart, for some reason, my gut instincts, my sixth sense told me that single-family homes were the way to go, and that's where my greatest interest was. And I was a handyman anyhow. I loved to tinker around with minor repairs, and of course, I would have the licensed electricians and licensed air conditioner people do their thing if we ever ran across something like that. But accumulating homes became easier with every purchase. And I had lived in approximately 3, 4, 5 homes prior coming to Lifestyles. And so I just continued accumulating, but using the techniques that I learned in Lifestyles kept me out of hot water. It put me on the beach, the sunny beach, having a wonderful lifestyle, just knowing that my assets were growing. And but what was so important was taking care of the property and having the resources that Lifestyles gave me. And that gave me confidence to continue.
So what did you find that was different when it came to acquiring single-family houses as opposed to what you had been doing?
a challenge. I love challenges, but thinking smart, working smart, playing smart, using your abilities and intuition, having that burning desire to improve myself, having the faith and confidence in the good Lord, and knowing that Lifestyles gave me the resources, it gave me knowledge, and knowledge is power. You can gain knowledge from other people's experiences and your own experiences. And I have learned through the School of Hard Knocks also things to do and not to do. But the textbook blueprints that Lifestyles offered was a valuable tool to me, Al.
So it sounds like to me, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, that when you became a member and you focused on learning how to invest correctly, and you made changes in your investing strategy, a passion was lit under you, and you just kind of ran with it.
True.
Okay.
I just ran with it. It's like getting a second wind, whether you're running the bases in a baseball game or you're running the 440 or 880 in a track contest. When you know you're in the right place at the right time doing the right things, you excel and at a faster pace, and you gain such knowledge that you just are at the top of your game. And this gives you this additional adrenaline. We were talking off the break about that adrenaline and that go power that is difficult to attain until you've been there. Once a person, it's like driving a car that the tires are perfectly balanced and it's one of the best cars on the market, maybe even a brand new car, and you go, hey, this car's for me. The steering is right. It feels right. I'm going places. I feel my very best when I'm in this car. It was that way with Lifestyles. I knew I was on the right track, on the right street, going in the correct direction.
You know, I'm just kind of sitting back and I'm listening to what you're saying, because it's everything you're saying is filled with really great advice. And what it is causing me to do is kind of look at everything from a slightly different lens. And I think that's very beneficial, because we don't always know what right looks like. And sometimes we need things to occur in our own personal lives, which sets the stage for the direction we need to go.
And oh, so true.
Yeah. And I'm hearing it from you, Lawrence. I'm totally hearing it from you, because, you know, you found a love for God. You found a love for real estate. You found a love for life. You found a love for your family. And even though you went through a difficult divorce, you still have love for the person who you divorced. And I, you know, talk about just, you know, getting everything in balance. I think you've done a great job of that.
I tried. I did my best. But I tell you what, when I was going through that divorce, probably one of the smartest things I ever did, but it was actually God doing it for me. I got Christian counseling, and I always thought that I was above something like that. I thought I was so powerful that it was all about me. And I was wrong. It's really not all about me. I'm just the clay, you know. I let God mold me and make me after his own image. But it took a while for me to get to that point. But I went to Christian counseling for at least 2 years during and after my divorce to get my life straight.
I thought, Lawrence, we're going to break. And when we come back from break, we're going to get into some of those deals he has. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I've got to admit to you, I absolutely have to admit this to you. I am being personally enriched by today's show. I mean, I've got a great guest. This guy is been a rock star when it comes to investing in real estate. He's been a rock star when it comes to getting his life in order and focused. And I just hope you're getting the same information out of him that I'm receiving, because Lawrence is really just, he is just sharing his heart with you, and he is letting you know that there is a different path for you than the path that you're currently on. And he knows this because he's been in your shoes. He got to a point in his life where a change needed to occur, and he followed his instinct. He came to Lifestyles Unlimited, became a member over 20 years ago, and has been a member ever since. And, you know, there's a lot of wisdom that comes from somebody who's been around an organization for such a long period of time. So Lawrence, I got to ask you, talk to me about, I know we kind of already covered this, but I want to go back to it. Talk to me about the relationships that you have built within the Lifestyles Unlimited community and how it's impacted your life.
Oh my goodness. Let me count the ways.
All right. You can use my fingers if you need them.
There's just so many wonderful people in Lifestyles Unlimited that has encouraged me, that motivates me. And, you know, Al, when we hang around like-minded people, it motivates us. It's like playing a game of tennis. You want to play with somebody that's a little bit better than you are, so that you can improve your own skills. And at the same time, these Lifestyle members and the staff there, they want to see you succeed. They want to see the white of your eyes. They want to see you excel because you're excited about real estate, and they want to motivate you and catapult you to the stratosphere is a blessing in itself.
Yeah, it is pretty unique that the entire Lifestyles Unlimited human resource structure has one commonality in it. And the fact is this: in order to be a part of the team, you have to have proven that you can be successful doing the things that Del Walmsley taught us all to do. And it is that success that enters into the picture, and everybody is focused on success. Now, success means different things to different people. To some people, it means, you know, they want to own, you know, 30 or 40 apartment communities. For others, it's maybe 20 or 30 homes. It doesn't matter what the end stated goal is. The infrastructure is there to provide the support that you and I need in order to get to where we're trying to get to. I mean, is that what you've been seeing for the past 20 some odd years?
Amen. Okay. Absolutely so. I have called the helpline twice in the month of November. Sometimes I may not call at all, but I needed some help with electricity or air conditioning or something like that. I needed a particular resource person on a particular challenge that we were having with a home. I participated in the Zoom seminars on particular subjects. It's just lifestyles. Here's a question I would like to ask the listeners. Why would you not want to be with a professional organization that is so streamlined, that has all of the answers before you even have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let me switch gears on you a little bit, Lawrence. Tell me about what you think was your best investment, and tell me why.
Well, let me tell you about my first deal and my last deal.
Okay.
The first deal was with Del Walmsley back in the year 2000, 20 years ago. I'm sitting in Del's office. I said, Del, I've got this little deal here. You know, this is one of my first deals through Lifestyles, and just help me understand this. And I laid out the little game plan, and it was, you're going to laugh. The audience is going to laugh when they hear this story. It's hilarious, but I tell you what, it's a story you'll never forget. Listen closely. Even if you're driving, turn up the radio. I brought this deal to Del. I said, look, Del, there's this little Cracker Box house off the corner of Westview and Silver. Down here near the 610 I-10 interchange. And, you know, there's a lot of restructuring needs to go on here. I'm going to have to sink in maybe $10,000-$20,000. And, of course, that was a lot of money 20 years ago. And Dale says he looked at this, and looked at that. He says, Florence, he says, you know, right now that area could really come back really strong. Bought that little house for $60,000 20 years ago. It's worth $250,000 today.
Wow.
And we still have it. And I joke with Dale frequently, and like, hey, you made me $250,000, dude.
Just by telling you to pull the trigger, right?
Yeah. And the last deal we did was just recently, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, cookie cutter deal, which is, you know, that's an everyday gravy and mashed potatoes type deal. And the only reason I got that deal was because it was a friend of a friend. And after it was done, there were 11 contracts on that house, Al. I was the 11th bid on that house.
Wow.
Not only, Lawrence, you need to do the contract. And I'm thinking, you know, never let negativity enter your brain. If you do, you need to flush it out real quick, because God kept telling me, just do the contract launch. Just do the offer. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just like Nike. Just do it. And I submitted it. And something compelled me, even though it was through a broker, I found the number of the seller. And I called him. He was living in Florida. Long story short, the seller went to my local church. He was a member of the church that I go to here in Houston.
No way.
And yes, and are you ready for this? We find out the Sunday school teacher, that's my Sunday school teacher, married his daughter just 5 years ago. And it was like a little family. But here's where I'm going with this, Al. Your intuition, your sixth sense, listening to your heart, your conscience will not steer you wrong. As long as you get this feeling that you are blessed and highly favored and chosen to be a child of God, God will open the doors for you. But you have to be ready, willing, and able. Listen to that small, still voice in your heart. Let your conscience be your guide. We got the deal. We bought the house. And yes, we had to put $20,000 into it to get it back where it needed to be. But that home right now, we paid $150,000, put $20,000 into it. It's now worth $250,000, and it's one block from about a little group of 20-something homes You can see them out the front door. $1 million homes, you're one block away. Bought the lowest house in the best community. And that's just a strategy that we have. We've always tried to buy the lowest price homes in the best area and then let them grow. Or you can add on to the house and sit on them 10 or 20 years. And that little home will be worth 10 or 20 years, I don't know, somewhere between probably $750 to $1 million, if not more.
I think you're spot on, Lawrence. Absolutely spot on. Hey, we are at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. I think a lot of people learned.
We're having too much fun, Al. Just
I know. It's crazy. But
we're going to have to do this again sometime.
Well, let's. I'll get you scheduled. And if you want to get started, go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
I'm ready.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.